Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from the fourth quarter of the general session of the 67th Legislature. I want to give an update and answer some questions about the work I've been doing as Speaker of the House. Throughout the last decade, serving as your representative, I have consistently used the following metric to assess legislation. Does it solve a Wyoming problem with a Wyoming solution? Some bills that come to the legislature do not come from Wyoming, but instead from another state or as a template from a national organization. This one-size-fits-all approach requires due diligence to ensure a bill solves a problem and not create a new one. As Speaker of the House, I have added responsibility of leading the House of Representatives to stay focused on getting work done for the people of Wyoming. Part of the responsibility includes choosing which standing committee a bill goes to and whether they are sent to a committee at all. I take this responsibility seriously. Bad policy can create major repercussions for Wyoming. Bills that are unconstitutional, poorly written, negate local control, legislation that restricts the rights of people, duplicate bills or debates, or risk costly litigation financed by the people of Wyoming should not become law. I have two committees with seasoned legislators with critical expertise, the Appropriations Committee and the Revenue Committee, whose members have a combined 106 years of experience in the legislature. I rely on those bodies to scrutinize weighty legislation because they have the necessary experience and knowledge to understand the repercussions of legislation on Wyoming citizens. These committees have experienced attorneys in their membership, four chairmen, as well as pillars of the legislature. These committees are workhorses who use their experience to critically examine tough issues without letting rhetoric and intimidation get in the way. As an example, bills like Senate File 172, Stop ESG State Funds Fiduciary Duty Act, in theory have merit. However, it is our job to determine how these bills will play out in Wyoming's reality. When I sent Senate File 172 to the Appropriations Committee, I wanted to ensure it was evaluated on its substance. The bill bans Wyoming government officials from contracting with businesses that have boycotted fossil fuels or are considering climate change in their investments. Members of the Appropriation Committee identified significant gaps in the language. The Treasurer's Office testified that it had questions about how the legislation may negatively impact the state's investment portfolio. This bill is not worth risking our state's fiscal future just to send a message. I am hopeful that the language in this policy can be tightened up in the interim. This will allow us to support our base industries while preserving our investment strategies. Keeping bills in my drawer is another way to ensure we stay focused on solving the pressing issues for Wyoming. Here is a list of bills I currently have in my drawer and why. Senate File 86, Voter Identification Concealed Carry Permit. This bill allows Wyomingites to use their concealed carry permits as voter identification. I like this idea, but House Bill 79 is a mirror bill that has already passed through the legislature and became law this session. Consideration of this bill would have wasted time with duplicate debate. Senate File 117, Parental Rights in Education. This bill disallows public school teachers from teaching sexual orientation and gender identity themes to children from kindergarten through third grade. This type of teaching is not happening in Wyoming schools. Moreover, the bill strips local control. Regardless of the issue, I have always fought against taking authority away from local school boards, town councils, and county commissions. Additionally, I believe this bill is unconstitutional as it violates the single subject rule. Senate File 111, Child Abuse Change of Sex, is one of two bills that take on the subject of gender change in children. I sent a similar bill, Senate File 144, Chloe's Law, Children and Gender Change Prohibition, out to a committee. I did not see the need to spend time debating two similar bills. I sent the bill I thought had a more appropriate policy position, Senate File 144, to the Appropriations Committee to be vetted. The bill was passed out of the committee with a do not pass recommendation, but is available for debate if the majority floor leader chooses to get to it. Senate File 143, Wyoming Freedom Scholarship Act, is virtually the same bill as House Bill 194, which would have created an education savings account, an ESA account is similar to a school voucher system, giving parents state money to put their children in private schools or homeschool. However, House Bill 194 died in the House Education Committee. The committee heard that bill once and it failed. There was no need to waste time hearing the bill twice. I do not support this bill because I believe it is unconstitutional. I do believe this issue will be taken up as an interim topic in the Joint Education Committee. Senate Joint Resolution 1, amending Wyoming's Act of Admission for Leases and Earnings. This resolution would request that Congress introduce a bill and enact a law to amend Wyoming's Act of Admission. It amends the very language that made Wyoming a state, and I have serious concerns about the consequences of this legislation. I believe it is bad precedent to alter the document that created our statehood. I am afraid it could open Pandora's box. Bills that I also did not send to committee included House Bill 162, County Optional Tax Affordable Housing, which would have allowed a county to impose a real estate transfer tax. House Bill 193, Carbon Capture Energy Standards Repeal, which would have gutted Wyoming's carbon capture policy. And House Bill 115, Elections Administration, which would have taken away election administration authority from the Secretary of State. The Wyoming Constitution allows the legislature to meet in session for only 60 working days over 2 years. This time constraint is by design and helps curtail frivolous bills being debated over a lengthy period. I will continue to do my best to keep us focused in the time we have left during the session to ensure the most substantive bills have time to be heard. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.